closest these exiles can get to Zimbabwe is outside Zimbabwe's embassy in downtown London, where they set up a mock polling station. The carnival atmosphere suggested a celebration, but many of those gathered here said they are aware that when the votes are counted, there might be little to celebrate. Most are supporting the presidential candidate Morgan Tsvangirai of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change against longtime president Robert Mugabe of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Everyone knows that the opposition is going to win the elections, but officially Robert Mugabe is going to win it.
Mugabe will win this election, but not win it, but rig it, and he has already done so, I'm afraid.
Whether they're going to rig the elections, I'm quite optimistic that MDC is still going to win.
The mock polling station comes complete with ballot papers, a ballot box, people dressed as polling officials, and others in Zimbabwe police and army uniforms. One complaint of the Zimbabwean opposition is that the presence of police officers in polling stations intimidates voters. The government says the police are there to help those who cannot vote by themselves. The opposition has also complained that the voting rolls have been inflated. It charges that people who died ages ago and what it describes as non-existent ghost voters are on the rolls. In London, the Zimbabweans enacted scenes showing how they say elections are stolen in Zimbabwe. Ephraim Tapa explains.
We have seen people actually coming out of their coffins, the dead, actually casting votes. We've also seen some people declaring that they are illiterate, they are blind, so that they can be assisted by ZANU-PF functionaries who are dressed up in police uniforms and army uniforms, just to illustrate how and to what extent Mugabe can go in terms of rigging the election.
Agnes, who came to the embassy on Saturday, is a supporter of Morgan Tsvangirai. She is cautiously optimistic that he will succeed in his attempt to be Zimbabwe's second president since the country's independence in 1980.
Zimbabweans need change. They need to walk a different road under a different leadership.
But those who spoke to VOA said they hope that whatever the result, the situation will not degenerate into the kind of violence that followed presidential elections in Kenya last year. But they also said that the economic difficulties facing the people of Zimbabwe may leave them no choice but to go into the streets. Zimbabwe is holding presidential, parliamentary and local council elections against the backdrop of the highest inflation rate in the world, high unemployment and chronic shortages of food, fuel and electricity. Critics of Mr. Mugabe blame him for the country's crisis. He blames the problems on sanctions imposed by former colonial power Britain. Besides Tsvangirai, Mr. Mugabe is also facing a challenge from Simba Makoni, a former finance minister running as an independent. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.